Gentlemen, tonight is a very interesting topic. Tonight we're going to be discussing the slightly complex and perhaps a little confusing topic of the first night, and the same will apply also for the second night, of Sukkot, in terms of do you eat in the Sukkot when it's raining? Do you make a lay shave? Do you have to wait? How does that all fit the picture? Why do you have to wait? Why do you have to wait? Yeah, we all know that if it's raining on the first night, you wait. Why do you have to wait? And what happens if it's pelting? Can you eat inside? Not if you do eat outside. If you go outside, can you make a lay shave? And this whole idea of waiting. Where does that idea of waiting come from? Why are you waiting for to get? Why can you not go now? Why can you eat in the sukkah now? Let's say it's not stopping after 2 hours. What are you going to do? You make Kiddush where? In the sukkah. Right. So if you're going to end up making Kiddush in the sukkah anyway, on the first night, you're going to make Kiddush in the sukkah anyway. So why do I have to wait 2 hours? Let me make it now.
Let's see.
This is a very interesting topic. It's a bit confusing. So we started it. We're in the Ramo. We did it very briefly yesterday, but let's look into greater detail now. That's everything we learned now, that if it rains, you go inside. That's all with all the other days and nights of Sukkot. But when it comes to the first night of Sukkot, you must eat a kezayis in the Sukkot. Meaning, even if it's raining, the Rambam says, even if it's raining on the first night, you eat in the sukkah. Yeah, I'm just at the end of Siman Tov Resh Lamed Siv. Hey, just we're turning the page to 210 now. Top of page 210. Ve'kaddish besukkah, and you make the kiddush in the sukkah. Kiddush yem hazman al sukkah, that you make shechionu in the sukkah. So let's get this cleared. Mishnah explains it very, very, very beautifully. In Sefkot Lamed Hey, Avolaylo, the Av Shu Mitztayim Achmas Hageshem. Yes, of course, it's raining. So normally we say, if you're raining, you go inside. Why are you going inside when it's raining? Because of the rule of Mitztayim. Somebody's Mitztayim, there is a rule, a person is Mitztayim, he goes home. Now, the Svir Lele Ramo, the Ramo holds, however, Kedaz HaPoiskim, the Svir Lele, Belaylo Rishon Av Mitztayim Chayiv. The Ramo is of the opinion that the Mitztayer is obligated to eat in the Sukkah on the first night. Of course, third day, fifth night, everything. Mitztayer is exempt, but not on the first and second night, in which Mitztayer is still chayv to go to eat in the Sukkah. But Tamam, what's the reason? The Kimon, the Gamrin, and Chamishos, and Chamishos, and Chagamatzois, we know this is Gzeir Shavah. 15 to 15, Chamishosa Chamishosa, from Chagamatzos. Legamre Gaminu, we learn it all the way. Ma'osom bechol gav nechayv, just like with regards to matzahs. You got to eat matzahs even if you are full up, and even if you are mitztayer. You must eat matzahs even if you're experiencing a discomfort. There's no exemption of mitztayer when it comes to matzahs. Choli, whatever, yeah, but it's not mitztayer. There's no exemption of mitztayer per se. So if a person experiences agony by eating, there's no ptur of mitztayer when it comes to matzos, and we know that there is a gzeir shavah comparison between the first night of Pesach to the first night of Sukkot. So therefore, this gzeir shavah goes all the way. Just like on matzos, you eat the first night. On Pesach, you eat a kezayis, matzah, even if you are mitztayer, you got to eat one. Leila said you got to eat the kezayis. Similarly also on Sukkot, you got to eat the kezayis in the Sukkah, even if you are a mitztayer. There's no exemption of mitztayer. So according to the Ramah, you must eat, just like on Pesach, you eat a matzah, whatever happens, you got to eat that kezayis, even if you are not comfortable about it. So similarly also, the first night, you got to eat in the Sukkah, which is derived from from Pesach, from Matzah. So you got to eat that first kezayis, even if you're experiencing a discomfort. Kzeir Shava, Teswav, Teswav. Yeah, that's the argument. Yeah. That's the argument against. With that, yeah. So it's a that's not much to machloek. With that, the yesh oig mikdol erishin mitzvir kzeir shavik lav laachi asiye. But there's plenty of rishonim who says no, it doesn't go that far. Ve'en lechalek melayla rishon lishayim. No. The fact that you got to eat a kezayis that and only that is what we learn from matzahs from Pesach. But however, the fact that there's an exemption of mitzvah, that comes from, as you're correctly pointing out, from teishu came to do. So yes, in principle, you got to eat. You've got to eat the kezayis, but if you're mitzvah, you're exempt. So this is shanim old, that yes, there is an exemption of mitzvah on the first two nights of Sukkos. So if you've got a machlekes, lach al kenichiu, kama achronim taf mechuyv lechol b'sukkah machmasofek. So now what are we left off with? We've got some people hold, if it's raining, you're mitzvah, and therefore, some hold that mitztayer on the first night of Sukkos, doesn't matter if you're mitztayer, you still got to eat in the sukkah, tesvav. And then it's other shoinim who learn that no, there is an exemption of mitztayer, and you're exempt, just like the rest of Sukkos, you're exempt from eating a kezayis if you are mitztayer on the first two nights of Sukkos. So what are we going to do now? We've got what's called in plain English, a very nice juicy machloikas, and now what are we going to do with it? What are we going to do? What's the normal thing to do? What's the conventional thing to do when we're machloikas?
Rabbi?
Yeah?
What's mitztayer mean?
Mitztayer literally means that a person is in tsar, in pain, in agony, experiencing discomfort. Mitztayer. If a person sits in a sukkah and it's pelting in, he's not going to feel comfortable. He's mitztayer. So now we're going to do some old that is chayev, some old that is potter. What are we going to do? So obviously, what?
Wait.
Yes, that's the answer. He's going to wait. Why are you going to wait? Because we want to be machmir on all the opinions. But I want to ask now the question as follows. And that's the key question. If we want to be... So what does it mean we're machmir? Machmir means that we're going to go with the opinions that it's raining, but we're going to be machmir, so therefore we're eating a sukkah. So why do we have to wait? How does waiting come into it?
Cool,
just in case what?
But
if you hold that mitztayer is chayv in the sukkah, so you're going with this stringent opinion. So fine, so eat in the sukkah, don't wait.
It's better if it's not raining.
Why is it better if it's not raining?
Because it's the way you're in your house.
Suffering. Yeah, but you're not. If you're chayv, if you're mitztayer, then you're doing the mitzvah beautifully.
But if you're not going to the chaladeh,
very good. So the answer is, because even, can you recite the bracha? Can you say a bracha? If we are going with the stringent opinions now, as we're discussing now, we're going to be machmir all the opinions. Now that it's raining, and I'm going into sukkah, despite the fact that it's raining, because I want to be a machmir all the opinions, there is no p'tur mitztayer. So I'm going into sukkah now, despite the rain. Can I make a bracha, yes or no? No, I cannot make a bracha. Why not? Sofer yom chai, because there are plenty of opinions hold that I'm exempt. I can't make a bracha because many opinions hold that there is a p'tur of mitztayer. So I can't make a bracha. Because those opinions hold that there is a p'tur of mitztayer, I'm not meant to be in the sukkah. I certainly can't make a leishev. So therefore, if I want to be machmir all opinions, I cannot go in the sukkah and make a leishev. I can go in the sukkah and be a mitztayer in the sukkah, but I can't make a leishev. So therefore, so continues the Shulchan the Mishnah Berurah. Al kenichi u'kama achronim daf mechuyv lechol b'sukkah machmas sofek. Because leishev b'sukkah lo yivorech, you cannot make a bracha leishev. The sofek brachos lelkel. Therefore, the maskana that the Mishnah Berurah brings now, halach lemaaseh rabbeisa, I do hope it's not going to rain on Sukkos in a few weeks. I hope it's not going to rain. But if it does rain, this is what the Mishnah Berurah tells us to do. Here it is. Oid Kosu, he brings down the name of the Achai Odom of Bikura Yankov. Oid Kosu. Doroi lehamtim at chatzois halaylo. You have to wait until midnight. Pen yavar agesha, perhaps the rain is going to stop. The im yavar ikonis the sukkah. If it stops, the rain stops, ikonis the sukkah, you go into the sukkah. Ve'yvorach bekis leisha besukkah, you can make the boch of leisha properly. And then you're going to be yoitzah the mitzvah according to all opinions.
Isn't it also a mitzvah that you're
Says the Mishnah Berurah now. And I heard once, and this is very, very true. In a few places you see how the Mishnah Berurah was how down to earth, and his midas a chesed, and his midas and his kindness is so, and his you see how I brings over here. He says, Mamash, what you're saying. It's not worth waiting until midnight. You're gonna wait until midnight? What are the kids gonna look like by then? I mean, what are you gonna look like? He says, if you're gonna wait with your family members, Hagdoilim and Aktanim, the big ones and the young ones, and he probably includes you as well. I don't know, he might include me. If you wait for everybody, how are they going to look like? There is no greater disturbance to the joy of Yom Tov than that. Imagine he's waiting, klotzing and waiting. Is it raining? Is it raining? It's stopping. No, it's getting worse. No, it's stopping. Daddy, it's stopping. No, it's not. Everybody's with that. It's better. Yeah, we can go in now. No, we can't go in now. Yes, we can go in now. It's going every 5 minutes, every 5 minutes. It's not, that's not, that's not Yom Tov. That's not, I'm much like you're saying, it's not Yom Tov, it's not Yom Tov. So Mishnah Berurah says, wait one hour or two. If it's not, hasn't stopped after an hour or two, what are you going to do? If he hasn't stopped after an hour or two, it's still pelting, what do you do? Kiddush in the sukkah without leishev, and you go in. And,
Can I just clarify?
Yeah.
Supposing it's raining. I mean, most of us only have a roof. You put the roof on. I mean, even if you take the roof off, you've still got really 2 or 3 minutes before the water starts seeping in. So even if you'd rush, make kiddush, it'll put the wash, put the roof on.
It's a very, very, very interesting question. It's a very interesting question. Yesterday we learned in Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Lamed Gimel. Do you remember if you're wanting one side of the sukkah, the other side of the sukkah? What did we learn? Yeah, that what? In terms of leishev?
You sit on the dry side.
You can sit on the dry side and can you make the bracha of leishev? Mishnah Berurah, we learned yesterday that yes you can. So I'm learning from this Mishnah Berurah that we discussed yesterday, which is a chiddush to me, and that's why yesterday I was very alert to this. The Mishnah Berurah tells us again, what does he say? The scenario the Mishnah Berurah is talking about is, you're on one side of the sukkah, it's raining outside. You're on one side of the sukkah, it hasn't penetrated into your side. But the other side of the sukkah, it's going in already. It's going into the other side. Mishnah Berurah tells us, I'm reading the words again. The rain is not coming into the way you are sitting. You should eat in the part of the sukkah that it's not raining in. And you can still make the bracha of leishev. So it sounds like from this Mishnah Berurah, I think that's what you're referring to.
Right.
Rain,
I mean, obviously it's pelting.
It may be argued, I don't know, based on yesterday's Mishnah Berurah, I think we could argue that yes, if you have 2 minutes that you can make a leishev, it's not raining in, it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah, yesterday's Mishnah Berurah.
Would you need to wait to bench until it stops raining or
not? No. That's Mishnah Berurah later is going to tell us Hold on a sec. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Lamed Gimel discusses what happens once it stops raining. So you bench now. You had your dessert, and now suddenly, wow, the sun is a beautiful weather. It's now calm and beautiful. You feel so silly. You finish with this. You're benched. What are you going to do now?
Oh, this is when
first night.
You finished. There was no leishev. You couldn't do a leishev. It was pelting. You know leishev. Now it stopped. You benched. You had a five-course meal with the tongue and everything. And now you finish the dessert, you know, the vanilla thing with the chocolate thing on top. So now you are, now it stopped. Wash again. It's 11:30. You want to wash?
Says the Mishnah Berurah,
"Ve'im posku aksham." I'm reading Sifkot Lamed Vav. "Ve'im posku aksham." Afilu kvar beich pirkas amozol lachila kedemes tzorich lechol loy da pam kashir beitza. No matter how you besuka ve'yochlo esh besuka. Yes. Can I come?
That's our religion.
Yeah. He says you have. Yeah. That's our religion. So Mishnah Berurah says, if you have suddenly much better weather, and suddenly it's comfortable and you can go out to the sukkah. You can't miss out the mitzvah sederaisa of making a lay shave, of eating the first class in the first night, because in the sukkah, you can't miss this opportunity. So therefore you go now, you enter now the sukkah, which hopefully is not sopping wet. And,
do you have to have
a hefsek? Very good question. I don't know. Let's think this through. Trying to think, you benched. Is that a shinui mokum? So it probably depends a bit on the shinui mokum matzav. If it's a completely different area, a completely different place, then
so
you can...
go back to the sukkah.
Right. No, you're right. You should go out for 5 minutes, yeah. It probably makes sense to make a bit of a hefsek mokum. So Rabbi said this will even be true if he ate the whole meal in the sukkah. Even if he ate the whole meal in the sukkah, and it was pelting and it was raining, and he didn't have a he was nefesh, he ate in the sukkah, it was raining, so this is the point. The point is, just get this clear. On the first night, he waited an hour or two. It was still raining. Mishnah Berurah told us after an hour or two, I don't know what it means. Is it 1 hour or 2 hours? 1 hour or two. Is it 1 hour or 2 hours? I love this expression. Sure. 1 hour fast. Okay. So after 90 minutes, you can go, after 1 hour or two, you can give up. You don't have to wait till Chatzos. He says there is such a room for stringency. You do not have to wait for that. So what do you do then? You go and you eat, you make Kiddush in the sukkah. Because our opinion is hold that Mitztaya doesn't apply. There's no exemption of Mitztaya. You go in the sukkah, you make Kiddush in the sukkah. And you eat in the sukkah as much as you can, because there's no exemption of Mitztaya. It's raining in, you're not comfortable. You don't make leish shev because opinions hold that they can't make leish shev. But you can and you should and you must eat in the sukkah because there's no ptur mitzvah. Now you ate, you're drenched, you're finished. You ate the suda and everything. Now you benched. Wow, now suddenly it's clearing up. It's all fine, it's all good. What do you do now? You change your jacket, you change your shirt. And what do you do now? Yeah, you should perhaps go for a walk for 5 minutes because of shinim mokka. You go back in the sukkah and what you do, and now you make a leishiv again, you wash again, you make a leishiv again. Why do you have to do it? Despite the fact that you ate the whole meal in the sukkah, but you held like the opinions that mitzvah is chayv in the sukkah, but you didn't do a leishiv let. So now you're going back specifically to make the broch of leishiv.
Why?
Because you missed the broch of leishiv.
But you missed the broch of leishiv.
Yeah.
So, Alatzah Mitzvah is Chayav.
Yes, very nice.
Alatzah Mitzvah is Potter, you won't have anyway.
Yeah, very good.
So
very good. So, I'm answering you. Very good. You're saying that if you hold that Mitzvah is exempt, so he's exempt. He's exempt. And if you hold that exempt is Chayav, well, he ate in the Sukkah. That's what you're saying. Monashah. So, the answer to that question is that he hasn't made a Leishev let. This entire locha of re-going back, re-entering the Sukkah, and
make,
there is an obligation. Well, it's a Mitzvah. It's a Chiyuv, an obligation.
Mitzvah.
Yeah, I know. It's very interesting what you're saying.
What happens if I just forgot leishiv? It's perfectly
very good question. Yeah, we find an obligation to make a bracha. Yeah. Yeah, you could probably make a mezonos. Probably, yeah, yeah, yeah. So this is what the Mishnah teaches us.
This is the first night.
So now, what about the second night? Mishnah says over here clear guidance for the second night. Do you have to wait also the second night? And if yes, how much? Says the Mishnah Berurah, I've been reading in the middle of this long Sifkot Lamed Vav. If he says Laila Rishona, what does that imply? Well, Ramo lived in Chutz Laretz. We're reading Ramo was in Krakow. So Laila Rishona, it says that, but still, Laila Shniyo, Mekadosh Beveisoy, Vivoich, Zman Al Oysa Yom, Vivoich, Al Shidosoy. And he says, Toiv Lehach, Lechatchila, Toiv Lehamtin, Gam Belayla Shniyo, Me'at. On the second night, ideally, you should also wait a little bit. Ad Shivsik Hakshem, until the rain stop. Second night, it sounds like you can wait a little bit less. So if we said the first night, how long do you have to wait? An hour and a half, we said, that was the psak, yeah, of this chabura, b'chashem, we wasn't sure what 1 or 2 hours means, we've got a psak night, it's 90 minutes. So if that's on the first night, so how much is the second night? What does it mean you have to wait a little?
45 minutes.
45 minutes. Okay, that's what the maskana, yeah? So the maskana is first night you wait 1.5 hours, second night you wait a little bit, half an hour perhaps. Until, yeah, and what do you do after that half an hour? What do you do after that half an hour? You still go out in the sukkah, and you still make kiddush in the sukkah, but you will, because there could be mitzvah is chayev, but you will not make leishev. You don't make leishev.
Why isn't that sphinx
faker?
Why sphinx faker?
Sophie, whether we hold that you chayev or not.
Yeah.
And since we are chayev, sophie today is not even yom tov.
Oh, I see. Right. We don't normally say sophie. Interesting, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's very nice. So we don't normally call the second day a sofik. It's already established as halacha the second day. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So what the Mishnah implies is a person should be the whole meal in the sukkah. Yeah. He says kiddush. Mishnah says kiddush. He says kiddush. You could argue that there's certain things. In the why do you have to make kiddush in sukkah? Why? Let's think this through. Why do you have to make kiddush in sukkah? Why? No, but why do you have to make kiddush in sukkah? Why? Because of which opinions? What? Because the opinions hold that mitzvah is not exempt. That mitzvah is chayiv. So if a mitzvah is chayiv, so what do you have to eat in the sukkah? What do you have to do in the sukkah? Everything. So you could argue that I would say the kezayis, you anyway have to have, right? I mean, it says kiddush, it's certainly talking about the kezayis. You could argue that perhaps there's parts of the meal that, the less important parts of the meal, I don't know. Pashas, he means you should have everything that entails the meal. So here again, the Mishavuz says the word kiddush. He does say the word kiddush, but why do you have to make kiddush in the sukkah? Because we go with the opinions that hold that mitzvah is chayev. Look at the words in the Shavua.
We're not just discussing the
Tesvav chiyuv. The kim the gamrin chamish osa chamish osa mechagamatz. The gamrin the gam ma osam bechol gam nechayev. Gzeres veli chalak ben rishon. I can achir bekam achent. Af mechuyuv lechol besukah machmas sofek. However, the birkas leishu besukah lo yivorech. So it works okay. So he says you should eat in the sukkah. Maybe the kezayis. Maybe just the kezayis. I don't know. No, I think it sounds like you should eat more than that. Halacha lemaisa, what will people do? What will people do? Halacha lemaisa, you can't eat 5-course meal in a rainy sukkah. What are people going to do? People are going to make kiddush. They're going to have the kezayis, and then afterwards they're going to go in. The rest you're going to make shahakos, and you're going to go in. Rav Gideon, you don't agree? How do you want to learn? How do you want to learn?
Well, I'm looking at English. So I don't know.
Well, let's see. How does he say?
The second night.
Yeah, let's say second night.
As opposed to the first night, the second night option is applicable. On the second night, one may lachachila follow up. The kiddush is recited at home with Shech Yama for the festival, and the meal is eaten. And the end of the meal, because I should be eating the sukkah without bracha or leishe or Shech Yama.
Because there are lots of in order to fulfill all the opinions, they hold that you're not yotze when you ate during when it was raining. Only you should wait a little bit. Yeah, I think that's what he means.
Well,
he says you should eat the whole meal. What does he say?
The kiddush in the house, the shech yonu, and the meal, and then at the end of the meal you have kezayis in the sukkah without shech yonu leishu. That's if it's raining. If then it stops afterwards.
If it stops afterwards, you go back in, yeah, as we discussed. Yeah.
Have bread with leishu.
Yeah. So you do that for the bracha leishev. I want to point out, there is a very interesting ritva. I want to mention that. There's a ritva which is famously, people discuss that a lot in the poskim. There's a ritva that holds that what happens if you can see that it's probably more relevant by day. You can see that it's going to start raining. Here, us in England, we know about rain. And we know when it's coming. and you can see that it's going to start raining. The Ritva says, if you know with confidence that it's going to start raining, says the Ritva, I'm reading out the words, Shepotu melechol besukkah, exempt from eating in the sukkah. Shepotu lechol besukkah, shiroyesh kshomim mashim shimavoyim. Why? Because you know you're going to be a mitzvah in a minute.
Is it even the first night?
No, he's not addressing specifically the first night. He is addressing the entire Yom Tov. So, thank you. I should have pointed it out. He's saying a general rule about mitzvah. And he says, you know when you're a mitzvah, that's when even if you know you're going to be a mitzvah shortly, you're still exempt. A big chiddush, Rabbi, you're exempt now for the forecast that you're going to be mitzvah shortly.
How do you know that it's going to rain? You never know for sure it's going to rain. So it's going to rain for sure. You never know for sure it's going to rain. Something might look like it's going to rain, and then not going to rain. So warning drops, and you know there's a few drops. You know that's it.
I think you normally tell when it starts raining.
We can rely on the BBC weather.
Yeah, BBC, Met Office.
Well,
yeah.
That's the question, though. If you know it's one of that sort of set in rain, that's not going away in a hurry. Would you still say you have to wait?
Very good. Very good. So according to the Ritva, he says no, because you're mitzvah now, you're exempt.
I'm talking about first night.
First night. Very good. So I want to just be ma'oira, point out that this Ritva is widely quoted and people apply it, but it is correctly been pointed out that the Mishnevuah that we learned this evening contradicts that. And we have evidence from the Mishnevuah that we don't pass Gnala Ritva. How can we evidence that? Yeah. Do you remember the Mishnah that we mentioned earlier about the other side of the sukkah? Yeah. What did the Mishnah say again? That you still chayv now, despite the fact that it's raining all the part of the sukkah. Well, you know it's going to rain into this part of the sukkah as well. And yet, Mishnah says, you eat in the sukkah and you still make leishev. You're not mitzvah. If you put mitzvah, you won't be able to make a leishev. It's a very, very solid evidence that we don't pass Gnala Ritva. Mishavu doesn't pass Gnala, and therefore it turns out that if you see that there's rain coming, and you know you can see these are these clouds that are, what are these clouds called? Yeah, you know these clouds that mean rain, so, and somebody tells you, if you know it's going to rain, you're exempt. He said, that's true, there's such a Ritva, but we do not pass Gnala Ritva. The Mishavu says, even if it's raining in your very sukkah, but you're on the other side and it's not raining there. Mishnah says you eat in a sukkah, you're not mitzvah, you can still make a lay shave. So that's why we have very clear evidence against the, we have a rai against the, and we don't pass like the, Mishnah Kuponim doesn't pass like the Ritva. Rabbi said, this evening we covered a very, very important sugya. We discussed the sugya of the first night and the second night. So we learned that the whole background, the backbone of this topic is that there is a machloikas as to whether the gzeir shava tesvav. How far does that go? Our opinions hold that just like on Leda Seda, on Pesach night, you must eat matzah, whatever happens. So similarly also on Leil Sukkot, you must eat the kezesim, whatever happens. There's no p'tur of mitzvah. So since there's such opinions, therefore we are machmeh, we want to go with those opinions. However, the other Rishonim hold that no, there is still an exemption of mitzvah even on the first night. We've got everyone machlokes as to whether there's a p'tur of mitzvah on the first two nights of Sukkot. So machlokes Rishonim. We want to be machmeh called our opinions. Therefore, what do? On the one hand, we are machmeh, and therefore, even if we're raining, we're going to go outside and we're going to eat in the sukkah. However, to comply with those opinions that hold, that perhaps you can't eat, you're exempt now, to comply with those opinions, we do not make a leishe. So therefore, what are you going to do? You're going to go outside, you're going to eat in the sukkah, and you're not going to make a leishev. However, considering the fact that, of course, it's better to make a leishev, but therefore we say, wait, hold on. Some opinions hold, you wait until chatzos. Mishnah Berurah is making it, and he says, you don't have to wait chatzos. You can wait shalosh, you wait 1 or 2 hours, and then you can give up on it. But ideally, you wait because you want to make a leishev. But if you can't wait so long, eventually it comes to a point, you can just go in the sukkah, you can make a kiddush. You make a hamotzi, and then you don't make a leishev, and you go, and if it stops raining later, then we learned, you should go back from home, you should go back into the sukkah, make a leishev, and make and eat the rest in the and make hamotzi again. Or Mizonit, you pointed out perhaps, and you should eat. No, you should eat the kazais. You eat the kazais. You should eat that. You should make hamotzi. You should eat the kazais. Yeah, you must eat the kazais. Yeah. No. You should eat the kazais. You should take a wash. You should take a wash. Yeah. And then we learned that this applies on the second night as well. Finally, we also brought a very important ritual that holds that generally, not going away from the first night to night of generally, the ritual holds that if it's going to rain, you're already now in mitzvah, and we said that the Mishnah seems to be holding otherwise. Okay, Abba Yisrael, that's it for this evening, and we'll continue mitzvah tomorrow.